Blog Talk Radio.
So we got cut off.
Minimize that.
Say again.
Minimize this.
Yep. I'm not sure what's happened. I don't even know if we're on the air, but this is Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. We got cut off on Blog Talk. Larry, are you on? Why aren't we hearing anything? Okay, Larry, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay, I guess, yeah, we got cut off. I don't know what's happened here. Well, how are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem at all. Did you hear any music at all? We had an intro music. Did anything come on?
Yeah, I heard your intro music, and then all of a sudden it clicked off, and that was it. And I could hear you talking, but when I would call to you, you apparently couldn't hear me.
Nope, couldn't hear anything. Anyway, I'm learning. This is the first live show I've done, so you'll have to bear with us. Why don't we start off by talking about this Russian buildup that's going on in Syria. I'm sure you followed it even more than I have, but I was reading a report that they are really building up their forces. What's your latest on that?
My latest on that, Stuart, and I'm drawing some of my information from Depth Profile over in Israel, who's monitoring it really closely, and some of the Ynet News and Yahoo News is reporting it, but the buildup is serious, and it's really beyond belief almost. I mean, Russia is moving an incredible amount of hardware and troops, and this is what's interesting. Just a few days ago, I don't know if you saw the article, but there was a report that all of a sudden the White House woke up. And there were reports that I'd already posted, actually, that Russia had built a aircraft control tower there at the old Latakia Syrian base on the Mediterranean. And interestingly enough, I dug more into that, and Israel was following it really closely. Well, the White House came out and warned Russia against any military movements in Syria. And then immediately the reports started coming in that Kerry had called Lavrov and threatened him in person. And then all of a sudden now we've got 100,000 troops in Russia having snap combat readiness drills. We've got, matter of fact, they had warned, and also I think you probably saw the information that that Obama had requested that Greece actually close its airspace and not let Russia fly through Greek airspace to Syria to support Assad. And Greece, mm-hmm. of course, who's in great turmoil, they disregarded that. And so we find this morning, though, and some of last night's news, that they have flown huge transport aircraft through Iranian airspace, and they've been landing at this base in Latakia, there on the Mediterranean, and unloading all types of armor. They're sending ships to that location. They're actually flying in Russian troops, and now, of all things, they're sending a Russian submarine. It's en route now. They're monitoring it in some of the straits, but it's en route to Syria, and it's loaded with 20 nuclear-tipped ICBMs, And there's a major move of Russia going on right now in this region, and even, you know, there in Russia.
So, well, we know Putin obviously knows that NATO is attempting to encircle and then take them out. So what can Putin do other than what he's doing?
Not a lot. You know, matter of fact, it's a very dangerous time. You know, we've just had Chinese warships off the coast of Alaska, and, you know, at first they reported, oh, they're in international waters. Well, guess what? They wasn't.
Oh, they came in.
Yeah, they were right off the coast. You could watch them from the coast, and this was done when Obama was in Alaska. I mean, it was on purpose. And the latest reports I'm hearing, these Chinese ships have not left. They're still in the Aleutian waters in that region. And we've got, matter of fact, we've had a Russian spy ship, you know, going down the east coast. And what's so weird, Stuart, is that, you know, we've turned off some of our tracking, aircraft tracking data on the east coast. And we've got this Russian spy ship, you know, that was close to our Navy yards there off of, I believe, the Carolinas.
Well, of course, we know that America is being set up for the kill. They've got to take us down. The New World Order, in order for the New World Order to come into fruition, they have to somehow bring America down. It almost sounds like this is part of the plot.
Well, it really does. And you remember when we were, you know, a number of years ago, we were talking about, And you know, you and I both had said that we kind of thought that possibly Putin was an all kind of joker in the deck, so to speak. He was going to be a wild card. And he wasn't really, you know, you and I both said this. And we said that we didn't think he would really go along with the New World Order set up as they had it planned. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing out of Putin, Stuart, is we're seeing him doing something different. And they're really having a hard time dealing with him. If you remember, when you and I were talking about the Russians and people were laughing at us and making jokes about Russia actually having a Navy or having an army or military or even tanks or planes.
And they were secret.
You couldn't say that. You couldn't say that today.
Well, they were secretly rebuilding now their technology, as I understand it. Now, you probably even know more about this. They have some sort of a jamming weapon that I read reports that it actually killed several of her ships electrically, knocked them right out. Have you heard any more?
I've heard that, and that really they shut that information down. And, you know, that only came out for a couple of days there that they had knocked, I believe they knocked them off somewhere around Guam, it seems like. And Hawaii, and took our ships out electronically. And, boy, they shut that information down, and you hadn't heard any more on it that I know of, but that did occur. And there are Russia is supposedly got some anti-satellite weapons and, quite a bit of weaponry that we didn't know they had. I mean, they really did, over the last number of years, build up their military.
Yeah. Well, I know an awful lot of people out there do not believe that America is in the Bible, and they're taught that America is not in the Bible, and we know that America is and plays a huge role in the time of the end, Babylon the Great, but Babylon the Great is taken out in a major war. I was reading an article I have a Christian brother in Canada, and he's very worried that we may face a nuclear war here within days.
I've been hearing some of the same chatter coming from different directions, and we're in a real perilous time, because we are literally least defensive that we have been in so long. I can't even remember. You know, I was in SAC, the Strategic Air Command, back in when they had, you know, around the time of Cuba and Vietnam and all of this. And And, you know, I'm familiar with, you know, some of that data. And matter of fact, I saw a movie the other day, and they were talking about, in the movie, they were talking about an Air Force train, a U.S. Air Force train. And, you know, I saw on the internet some people were laughing about what they were saying about an Air Force train, ha, ha, ha. You know, but they didn't realize I was on a nuclear SAC base, and I saw trains come in and out all the time, United States Air Force, that, you know, they carried, you know what they carried. And
oh, yes.
Maybe did, still do, you know.
I'm sure they do.
There's just a lot we don't know, but, you know, I do know that, that Putin, over the last number of years, has really set up a more clever way, I'll put it this way, a more clever way to disguise and disseminate his nuclear forces. I mean, it's not like the old Soviet Union, you know, stuff you could watch with satellites all the time and watch. You know, he's really become more elusive and really much more dangerous. But I don't think we have an administration right now that is even comparable.
Well, Putin, in my mind, is probably the world's leading strategy technician, if you wanted to word it that way. I think they're vastly underestimating the man's intelligence, his ability, and his weaponry. Now, we do know that America is taken out, and the Soviets, and I do not believe personally that the Soviet Union ever dissolved. I believe that perestroika and glasnost were just even the Russians said it was just showcasing for the West, but it really wasn't true. And if you follow the exercises, military exercises that Russia carries on, it's with all the old satellite states. So
that's very true. And listen, I got an email the other day, Stuart, from someone in England, over in the UK.
Yes.
And, you know, recently there's been a number of, Russian bombers, breaking into their airspace over Europe and especially close to England. And the email said, Larry, you can't believe it, said, we're doing nuclear drills in the schools and factories over here in the UK. But see, that's a secret. They're not telling people. So there's so there's a lot more concern, even in the UK with this nuclear card and such, with Putin and what he's doing. It's a problem.
Well, we know from Scripture that we're taken out from over North Pole. Well, if you get out a globe, who lies over the North Pole directly? It's Russia. And they come in over the poles. They come in from, remember, who was the fellow that had that vision? Remember? And he was on the Empire State Building. He was looking at the Statue of Liberty.
Was that A.A. Allen?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, he saw that. He said that he saw the Statue of Liberty in the Gulf, and the Lord came down and put a cup, took the lamp away, and took a cup and put it in the statue's hand and said, drink of the cup. And the statue said, no, I will not drink of the cup. And the Lord said, oh, yes, you will, and made the statue drink. Then it fell over into the Gulf and staggered up out of the water. And then he said he saw these missiles coming. Well, first he saw gas, what appeared to be a gas attack over the East Coast and the West Coast, and it came down through the middle of the country and absolutely killed millions and millions of people. And then the missiles came up out of all around the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Gulf, everywhere, and virtually annihilated us. And it was at a time when nobody expected it would happen. So are we on the cusp of something? I'm sure you know a lot about this 323 date that's now gone totally viral all over the internet.
I've seen that, and I saw something today that was really interesting. I don't have the guy's name that wrote it, but he made a notice. He said, really, he was telling people to watch September the 23rd, 2015, and he says, as it relates to judgment rendered by God on Belshazzar's kingdom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I thought, wow, I hadn't heard that in some time. For that to actually come out and be out on the internet, you know, and I thought, man, that made me think in another way. You know, of course, I was really closely watching because I'd received some data from Barry Rothman on some Torah codes.
Yes, go into that a little bit.
Yeah, he did some Torah codes talking about a possible nuclear war. And in the Torah codes, of course, you know, Barack Hussein Obama's name is there, of course, and Iran, but two of the feast days were linked into that code. Now I tell people, I always say that, you know, and even in the Torah code, you've just got a number of, you know, you rarely have dates, but you have words that you're not sure how they all fit together. And sometimes there's a delay, and it don't happen. But interestingly, he showed two dates in 2015 that were apparently linked to that. Now, whether that means, you know, we're to watch for something about that time, or whether we're to be alert about that time, it's showing Rosh Hashanah this year, September the 14th. And also Yom Kippur on the 23rd of September. Now, it's showing both of those in the code that came up about war.
Oh.
And so this is really interesting because it's coming from different directions. It's not just one person saying, well, we might ought to watch September the 23rd. There seems to be some real data and clues, you know, to back this up, that we're in a dangerous time, Spirit. I mean, we're really in a dangerous time.
Well, what's interesting to me is if you take June 7th, when Israel retook Jerusalem, and you come forward this 49 years, you know, Daniel's 70th week and how they divided it up. And if you come forward, it ends September 23rd, 2015. It's right to the day.
Right.
So,
yeah. Go ahead.
We had the blood, we've got the last blood red moon on September 28th. We've got, I'm so many things are converging on those dates between the 13th and the 14th, all the way through to the 28th. And if you watch the movies like Back to the Future, Stargate, you get into CERN, all of them are coded to this 9/23 date. It's like the elite have known. In fact, if you watch the Roman numerals, you see often 1X and X. Well, it's IX, and then what that code has been embedded in stone on buildings that are over 500 years old. Jesuit rings carry that exact code, IXXI, which is 9/11. So then when you go to the Hebrew calendar, the Lord's calendar, you find out that IX and XI bracket September 23rd. 9/11 actually is 9/23. It's in code.
Wow.
So they've got to have known about this for years.
Let me read you a headline and get your opinion on it.
Sure.
You just mentioned 9/11. I want to read this headline. This is from watch.org. It's up there now if people want to take a look at it. It's Bill Koenig's World News out of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to read you the headline, but you know, but since you said 9/11, I'm wondering what's the odds. Okay, here it is. It says, actual Iran deal takes back seat to filibuster talk as Senate opens debate. Senate expected to vote on 9/10 and the House on 9/11 or 9/11. I looked at that and my jaw dropped and I said, what?
Yeah. This has all been programmed. You know all about CERN and the portal smasher. Well, I think CERN goes a whole lot deeper than just punching a hole to another dimension and letting big spiders and crickets and whatever come through, like the mist. You remember the mist? Did you ever see the
movie? I do.
Yeah.
Oh my!
Well,
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, big spiders. That's just what we don't need. But I think there's when you talk to some of the insiders that have spoken out, they're into time travel. They're looking to figure out a way to travel through time.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, well, you know, when you view the movie Back to the Future, the code of 923, 921, all the way to 928, it's all this September, and it is loaded with the 9/11 and the 9/23 dates, and the movie
and you wonder what is the odds of that in a movie.
Well, yeah, that was produced way back in 1999 or earlier.
Oh yeah,
and it's a trilogy. Well, the interesting part about that is, and people don't see it, but it's there. It targets the church. It directly targets the church. In the first movie, when Doc is showing Marty how to punch in the time clock so that the DeLorean will travel, he punches in, I think it was Independence Day, and then he says, or you maybe want to see the Christ. So he types in 12/25. 0000. Well, you might not think anything about it, but December is actually the ninth month in our calendar, right? So the religious calendar of Israel. So he's typing in 9/25. Well, then, you know, Marty goes back to the past and he has to look up Doc and they figure out a way to bring him up back to 1995, wherever it was. So when the DeLorean reenters, it crashes in to the Assembly of Christ. Now, why would they do that? Why would they have a car crash into the Assembly of Christ in a secular comedy? When you put all that together, then you talk about the time travel, Stargate, all those movies are about time travel. Now, the way I look at it, and I'd like your opinion on this, because it's kind of startling in a way. Go ahead.
I read your intel report today, and what you're explaining, I certainly saw with my own eyes. What you're talking Back to the Future and some of the data and the scenes and everything—it's amazing. It's so amazing, and you brought it out clearly in that. And I do think you know, there's been a number of whistleblowers come out, and even Stan Dale talked to me about experiments in time travel or movements in time that he knew about, and he even watched some of the experimentations. Now, he won't talk much about it, but you know, it's so interesting that especially if you go to the food parts where out of place artifacts, you find things that appear to be from today, buried in the past and dug out of coal and dug out of rock and watches and all kind of stuff. And they've even said they found a computer or two. There's a lot we don't know. There's a lot we don't know.
Somebody sent me a picture. They claim it's legitimate. It's old, but it shows a Stargate that looks exactly like the Stargate in the movie Stargate. And it's leaning up against the wall, and they got a guy beside it. He's kind of posing with it, I guess, or whatever. And it looks just like the Stargate in the movie. So, you know, I've always thought Hollywood is fed all this information, and Hollywood is just another arm of the Illuminati to indoctrinate the people. But what I was curious about is a lot of these movies attack the Lord. They're designed that way. So if there's a difference between traveling in time to observe something, than traveling in time to attempt to change the timeline. Now, in Back to the Future, if you remember, too, Biff gets hold of that Gray's Sports Almanac and then becomes a multimillionaire because the old man, the old Biff, gave it to the young Biff, traveled through time, gave it, and skewed the timeline. Now, who is the enemy of the rich men of the earth, the Illuminati, and everybody else? It's Jesus Christ, right?
That's right.
All right. Now, the Lord has set an appointed time. The rich men have not set the date for the rise of Antichrist. The Lord said it was at an appointed time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
What if what they're really attempting to do is to be able to travel in time in a literal manner to skew the future? They could literally do it. Sounds bizarre, but if they could literally do it, all they'd have to do is murder Mary, and there's no Jesus Christ.
Well, let me run this by you. As you was telling me that, I was kind of thinking and dwelling a little bit on the concept of what you're talking about, the biblical concept. And the interesting part about that is, if you remember, you know, with Jonah, you know, God said, Nineveh's done. Nineveh's basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but Nineveh's post, go tell them, I'm going to pick them all out. Well, there was what I call, you know, a divine delay, apparently.
Yes.
Because they actually believed, and the whole nation repented, and God didn't do it. Now, he did it later on. You know, there was a divine delay. Now, we know that, you know, the enemy of our souls, you know, he literally has nothing of his, he doesn't have anything constructed for his own use. He has to actually take something that God has put together and twist it a little bit or try to use some of that, you know. And so what's interesting, if you know, even in the Torah codes, there is a lot of times the word delay in the Torah codes when we run them. So if God has a divine delay, that sets up a precedent that the enemy could come in and try to utilize, like time travel, and go back and maybe even delay the coming of Christ, you know, his second coming.
That's very true. I mean, they could go back in there if they can literally do it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that would be actually a biblical precedent there for them to use to actually do that. And I've never thought of that. So you just said what you said.
Well, you know, what's interesting to me about all of this is that the elites appear to be extremely frantic to get this CERN up to its maximum power. In fact, I guess it's running now, and I expect it in mid-October to reach that, or mid-September to reach that maximum power. as I understand it. They started, I think, in June to power that up. I guess it takes months. Well, why are they so frantic? Why are we seeing all this Mary stuff? Why are we watching all this frantic activity to get to these underground tunnels and cities?
That's right.
Unless the way I look at it is this: if you've got a mortal enemy and you want to try and get rid of it, you got two ways to do it. You travel back through time, you eliminate the problem that way, you skew the future, or if that doesn't work, they are running out of time. In fact, it's very, very interesting that all these movies are saying the same thing. We're out of time. We're out of time. Time is short.
Right.
We're running out of time. So running out of time for what? It must be.
Well, let me throw you one from the left a little bit, okay, on this.
Sure.
Talking about running out of time. I recently did an interview with a guy that was that's in the military in the IDF in Israel, and I did a show with him, on program, when I was on the phone with him, though, later at a different conversation, I asked him, and his name's Dan Gordon, by the way, that's the name of, he wrote a book recently warning America about attack, coming through the borders, and
yes.
And he's heavily involved with everything Israel. In other words, he's always over there fighting for Israel, but he's also out of Los Angeles. And I asked him, I said, well, what, I said, it looks like y'all are gonna have to fight in Lebanon again. It looks like you're gonna have to fight Gaza again. We got the West Bank coming up again. I said, what is the plan? I was asking Gordon, what is the plan? And he said, Larry, he said, we're trying to hold on and delay. We're running out of time. Just those words. We're running out of time. He said we're delaying for time. So there, even Israel, the state of Israel, in other words, is actually fighting their battles right now. Even they're delayed. They're really battling. They're not battling to win the war. Okay. They
right.
are fighting for time. They need just a little. They think they need just a little more time. If that fits into what we were just talking about,
I think it does. And I think the time that they're looking at is 9/23/2015. That's when they are out of time. Now, when you look at the DeLorean license plate, what does it say? Out of time. Now, there's
That's
two
right.
ways you can look at it. One, something is approaching, you're not going to have any more time, or out of time means they've punched a hole into eternity. If they can get into eternity, then they can go back and forth anywhere they want. Because a wormhole in time and space is simply a folding up to make the distance shorter. But you're still in time and space, right? You're still in the universe. They got to get out of this universe to another dimension so they can travel backwards and pick wherever they want to be. If they could, the Lord himself would then have to intervene. Well, we know that he knows all this stuff ahead of time. So obviously he's picked a time that they can't win it, but they're going to try. I think they're trying. I really think that they are into time travel. That's what they want to do. And if they could, they've eliminated the problem. And if they can't, what do they got left? Armageddon, the final battle to gather the enemies, the armies of the world, and fight Christ at the second advent. Because that is really, right? That's the battle of Armageddon. It's the final war between...
That's right. When there's no other choice left, and we hadn't won it, it'll be a big, big war,
Well, they've made their decision. I think they've chosen their side. And I think they've chosen it for good. They're not going to cross over. They're not going to come to Christ. And if 9/23, Feast of Atonement, is in fact entering, well, actually, we enter Daniel's 70th week Sunday, right? Sunday? Sunday, 13th and 14th. And we enter the last of Daniel's week. So if that be true, and all the experts are saying, yes, it is true, then everything starts to shift. And God once again takes up his covenants, the Abrahamic, the Palestinian, the Davidic covenant, all those things. He's going to deal with Israel. Well, what does that do then for the church? Is it possible that the church age is over on the 23rd?
Well, we've been hearing the warnings of that spirit ever since David Wilkerson years ago, and they hated him for it. But, you know, David Wilkerson, who's gone on now, he was proclaiming that, you know, the church age basically was over. We was in the end of it. And, you know, you and I both have talked about the overlap. And
yes.
maybe we're coming to the point of no return, where we've come through the overlap so far that we're in the beginning of a millennium and we don't realize it's that close.
Well, you know, when you take the suddenness, I mean, the Lord says he just comes suddenly. It's out of the blue. Nobody expects it. And so we're getting into the debate about, well, when is there a rapture, number one? If there is, when is it? Is it into the trib, slightly pre-trib, mid-trib? Is it post-trib, whenever? I think you have to examine this from the viewpoint that if all of this 70th week is for thy people and thy holy city, that's mm-hmm. and that's Israel. What does the church have to do with any of that? And the answer really is not a lot.
I'll tell you what, sir. You know, I was thinking as you was talking about this possible activity of moving in time to try to outplot the Lord and what he's got planned. You know, it makes
yes.
you wonder, you know, I've often wondered, Stuart, why would God basically withhold the actual return of Jesus Christ from Jesus Christ? So that he comes back when he's told. You know, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's what it says basically. And what's so interesting to me, I wondered for a long time, you know, I wondered why that it says he comes back early. Because
mm-hmm.
if he didn't, there wouldn't be any flesh saved.
That's right.
So time travel could cause that. And his knowledge of the enemy's attempts in the time travel attacks, you know, on the kingdom, so to speak. Boy, this is a deep subject we're talking about. I appreciate you bringing some of this up.
Well, it is. And to me, it makes total sense that they might try it. Insane as it is, they might try it. And if they crank up CERN and something goes awry, there was somebody that had a vision, or some Christian woman or man had a vision about CERN. It blew up and it destroyed for miles around. But if this is what they're really up to, if this is what they're really trying, they're running out. They are literally running out of time. If 9/23/2015 is the date set by God himself, it's all over. Everything changes.
Mm.
So it does make
you another. I'll tell you another thing, Stuart. Recently, I listened to, well, I was actually on the phone with, but I didn't do much talking, but Augusto Perez interviewed a guy by the name of Fletcher. And
mm-hmm.
Fletcher is was a government contractor and probably other things that knew a lot of stuff, okay? I'll just put it that way. And anyway, he was talking about basically Planet X, but during the conversation, he actually said and released information that we have literally built what you would call a Death Star. It's on a platform or a vehicle of some kind in space, and he says that this thing is such a Death Star it could take out a planet. It's like a pulse.
A Tesla.
Beam. Yeah, a Tesla beam weapon. That he says it gives him nightmares. He knows about it. And, you know, I got, you know, you may be right. That may be a portion of what they plan to use in Armageddon against the return.
Well, you know, if they can, if we don't know about their technology. I mean, Stan Deo's even mentioned it, you know, that we're much further ahead than anybody knows. When I worked for an OEM down in Texas, the plant manager's brother worked at Los, and he told his brother, the guy that worked at Los, and told his brother, who was a plant manager where I worked, that if the American people had any concept of how far advanced they were and how spooky the stuff they were doing was, they'd probably shutting off. So what I'm getting at is they don't have any choice, do they? They have to use technology to defeat the Lord. And there's only two ways they can do it. Time travel, go back and eliminate the problem, or at the beginning, gather all the technology they've got and just throw it and see what sticks. And you and I know nothing's going to stick. Because you're dealing with the creator. You're dealing with the creator of the universe.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's very... What have you heard about Planet X? And, you know, they've got several scenarios. 924 is supposed to be a possible impact strike down off Puerto Rico. An arrival. There's other parts of it that talk about a blue beam kind of an arrival. A nuclear attack that's not expected, and all this sort of. So, have you heard any more about Planet X? What's the latest there? Have you heard anything?
Well, we was listening to Fletcher talk about it, and he was indicating that this system the Planet X had, you know, was on the move around the sun. And
yes.
That he said you'll never hear anything about it. They're not going to warn anybody. And he was indicating, though, which was kind of puzzling to me, he said if you don't see it by December, it'll be next year, 2016, December
okay.
date of that. I don't know what the difference is, but it's hard to find. But apparently a lot of people have been silenced that have tried to talk about this. And he said they're not going to allow this the data out about Planet X, period. And
well, I know
that
a bunch of people over it, I guess, particularly astronomers.
Yeah.
So, but Planet X, well, it's a brown dwarf, and it's got planets circling around it. It's picked up comets. It's picked up meteorites or asteroids. And there has been a huge uptake in, shooting stars.
Oh, my.
All over the
oh,
planet.
My. Yeah, quite a bit of that. And they did, Robert Herlich is his name, ran a, I think it was Herlich or Glaston, might have been him, ran a torpedo for Richard Shaw on Nibiru, you know, the name Nibiru,
yes.
The planet, so-called. But the interesting thing was when it came out, and I've got a copy of that, is it came out, let's see if I can say this right, it came out the star Nibiru, spelled just a little bit different. Of course, it's translated from the Hebrew, you know.
Right.
Star Nibiru 5776. Now, that's this year.
Yes, it is.
And so, you know, and it called it a star, and you and I both know, and as a matter of fact, I've seen it. It's a brown dwarf star. It's the binary portion. It's one of it's the other side, it's the other piece of our sun, so to speak, the twin that we never see, and it has its own solar system with it. I mean, it's not one planet like everybody's saying and have been saying. It's literally another universe moving through our universe. You know, and that's what makes it so dangerous. But They're viewing it, apparently. Those that have viewed it from the Lucifer telescope up on Mount Pisa that belongs to the Vatican. The Vatican's mixed up in it, and also, you know, the government has something that can watch infrared satellites, I think, out in space, the craft that are watching for it. But, you know, that brings us, and I don't know if we're about out of time or not for
long.
Bring
a little more.
I wanted to bring up, you know, the Vatican seems deeply embedded in everything we're talking about. They're into the secrets of the secrets. And with, you know, and it's odd that the Pope is coming to meet with Obama September, I believe, the 23rd or 24th.
And going to
address Congress at the same time. And this is so out of the order, you know.
Well, I'm just wondering what he's going to announce. Now, I know they, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones, they got the depopulation agenda. They've got Agenda 21 on steroids coming up. But I do wonder why the Pope and Obama are getting together exactly 206 days into this thing. And a woman's gestation period is 266 days. And I'm sure you've heard all about the Hoover Dam possibly being imploded. And Madonna does this dance in front of what is obviously the Hoover Dam, goes into the birthing position. Then you've got the movie Evan Almighty, told to get into the ark. He has this ark with his animal, and he's told to get into his ark on September 22nd. At 12 noon. Well, the next part of that movie shows what is obviously the Hoover Dam being removed and flooding. So, you know, the Illuminati, they do this stuff all the time. The only thing I can think is what they wouldn't do it is because everybody knows about it.
Right.
But they encoded it just like they did. You know, 9/11. 9/11 was encoded in the Simpsons and all. And so isn't 9/23. It's encoded in movies, TV shows, cartoons, the kids' cartoons. So why would they spend all this money on 9/2015, unless the elite themselves are absolutely convinced that this is a very important day in the history of humanity, and they may be on the losing side. I mean, what do they got to lose at that point? If they haven't succeeded in going back, and the Lord says closing time, then what happens? You know, I don't know.
I just think we're
in a lot of trouble. From now through the end of, I think, January, we're going to see some serious stuff developing here. I don't think they got any choice.
Yeah.
What else you got going? It's been a while.
This has been fun. I'll tell you one thing that I'm noticing too, Stuart, is that a lot of the earthquakes are not being posted. A lot of the big ones are not showing up, and some that are showing up, I've done like the Deos, and I've watched them remove them later, and a lot of them, they're downgrading them. So we're not even being told accurately a lot of the earthquake activity that's going on the planet. I mean, it's downgrade most of it.
Well, it's probably they're not going to report it unless they absolutely have to, because a lot of people got hurt or a lot of buildings collapsed or a tsunami wiped something out. Then they almost had it. I did hear a report that there were 66 earthquakes at key points in the Hoover Dam area that had been expunged, but had been reported and then removed.
And
so it makes you wonder if they're not fooling around with Tesla technology. Remember, Bill Cohen said they can create weather. They can create volcanoes. They can create earthquakes. I mean, they can do just about anything with this Tesla technology, kind of harp-like stuff that they've worked on. But I don't know. I just think, do you have any feeling that we're really coming up on something? I mean, in your spirit?
I'll tell you one thing I've really been watching closely has been the sun. It has, of course, right now they're claiming that sun activity is at a low, a very low low, and there's very little, but we're having a lot of, because I watched it, I monitor this really close, we're having lots of magnetic filaments on the sun, which is not a sunspot. It's
right.
A magnetic filament, and a lot of those are erupting. And the, our magnetosphere of the planet, of planet Earth, is really getting hammered, you know, on a high range constantly. And it's really not so much from sunspots, it's from magnetic filaments. And the sun is just acting really bizarre.
Well, I wonder.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I was wondering, there seems to be very little sun activity. What you could call real-time data lately. You get data, but it's delayed, and I keep up with that really close. And so, to me, you know, what's interesting, too, is Ed James is still, you know, having what he's calling his last, this is what's interesting, he's having, I think, this month a program on finding something like survival locations or something on the planet.
Yeah, because
he's having his very last one that he's going to hold in October, and I find that telling that he's saying he's through after October. It was that meeting in October, that's it. So, you know, and what's so interesting, Stuart, and we haven't talked lately, but recently I saw that he has claims that he has data now that he has been able to correlate kill shot activity with other than human activity. In other words, extraterrestrial or ET or however you want to say it, that they are clearly involved in whatever the kill shot does.
Well, I do remember there was a Bible code run, and the Lord said he was going to use a solar flare. Remember the movie Knowing?
Oh, I won't ever forget that one. That's one of my, I hate to say favorites, but that's one of my favorites.
Well, 923 is embedded all over in Knowing. And, of course, it was the Earth is burned up in a CME, a huge one. Yeah, well, you remember the kill shot had a preliminary, I think, and one of the preliminaries was some sort of a large space body, kind of looked like the moon, but smaller, came by the Earth and went into the sun. And then Red Elk, he said he saw a space body come by, and it impacted the atmosphere and bounced off it and went into the sun. I wonder if it's the same thing that Ed Dame saw.
You know, it makes you wonder. Yeah.
And then you've got the bots, and of course they have constantly talked about sun disease, that something goes wrong with the sun. So, yeah, it's good you're watching that, because it's been anomalous for how long now, a couple of years?
Probably so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird, and I've read a lot of articles where they debate, well, are we going into a kind of a Maunder minimum and the sun's going to go quiet? Well, not according to the Bible. The Bible prophets say that the sun scorches mankind. So I guess the only question is how far along on the timeline are we? Are they right? Is 923 the Feast of Atonement, the big change? It's everywhere. I mean, go ahead.
Something, when you asked that question, something came to mind. You know, I remember, and you may remember from some of Stan Deo's interviews, that he talked about we was approaching a certain time frame that the sun was going to switch fuels. In other words, it would change fuel sources. And
yes,
it would be something we had never seen before happen when it changed fuels. So, and of course, you never hear that anywhere. I mean, that concept is not even out there. There's no talk on it. there's no conversation. Reckon that may be what may happen suddenly?
It could, very suddenly. I mean, you could have, in fact, what about the 3 days of darkness? You know, the sun could literally blink out as it changed fuels. Nobody really knows what could happen when it comes to that. But it just seems odd that all of this appears to be peaking all at the same time. I mean, we've got wars,
you know, that,
we've got rumors of wars, blah, blah, blah. You know?
That when you said all at the same time, you know, that reminds me so much of the Bible right there. When you see all these things.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It's incredible. I mean, it's exciting times, but I guess probably for the world, not if they've not been paying much attention. But
exactly.
The Lord is merciful, and he's full of compassion. The signs have been here right along. They're just building. And I don't know. It's an incredible time. We're living in a very exciting time. But I don't feel, I guess, from a spiritual perspective, at all shaken up by all of this. I sort of expected we were coming into, you know, the final time. And if this 9/23 date is so embedded in the elite, it makes you wonder if it's not accurate, because those guys got trillions of dollars. They've got supercomputers. They can run this, the astronomical aspects of this, backwards and forwards. They've known about this date for years and years, and I've always maintained that the children of the earth are a whole lot smarter than the children of the light, or the children of darkness are smarter. And
yeah.
So
yeah.
They would know much faster than the Christian church would ever know.
What's an interesting concept, Stuart, is the fact that, you know, I remember you always saying so much, too. You said, well, it really doesn't matter who does these things or causes them. They happen. I mean, it fulfills Scripture.
Yes,
but something
exactly.
else that I was going to tell you, too, was the fact that I was talking to somebody recently that said that they had been studying this. You remember when the end of the Mayan code, it talked about December, certain date in December on 2012?
Yes.
And then we went to 2013 and 2014. And, you know, I look back again at Jeremiah 50 where it talks about rumors. Now, that's plural. Rumors,
yes,
in the
it
land.
Is.
And it made me wonder if Y2K wasn't the first rumor that we experienced.
Yep.
And then the second one, maybe, was the 2012 rumor.
I think you could be right. Yep.
And one of the things, and this is one of the things that I was talking to said, well, maybe they didn't write that part on their calendar after that date because they literally was blocked from seeing where things were going from that point forward. So it
yep.
was blank.
We're running out of time, Larry. Can I have you come back either Friday night or next week? If we're
anytime
all still
you
around.
Want to do it, this has really been intriguing and interesting to me. And sure, you just set it up, and I'll be back.
All righty, I'd love to have you. Yeah, it's been an interesting conversation. There's a lot of stuff here. Okay, well, thanks for coming on board.
You bet. God bless.
Yep. Take care. Now, can you go beyond that?